from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Got to be addressed, and we got to get it out of the way now.
Yeah. Big news.
It's big. It's huge.
It's gigantic.
John Sterling.
That's right. John Sterling, Yankeeography,
is coming out of retirement to do the playoff games for the New York Yankees.
I'm walking off Broadway and back to the Bronx for the playoffs.
Cue the schmaltz. It's back, baby.
It's Yankeeography.
It's not that I don't. I like him. I think he's outstanding. I just.
What do you think about the
sitting
guys
sitting in that old Yankee Stadium and hearing like during rain delays?
Now it's time for another edition of Yankeeography.
I find him insufferable. You know why?
Why?
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Insufferable.
Should we feel bad for the guys who did the games all year who aren't going to do the playoff games?
That is kind of weak, isn't it? Who did the games all year? Do we know?
I think Michael Kay did, didn't he?
Really?
Was Michael one of them?
Huh.
I Michael does TV, so
yeah.
I don't know if
Michael's
they just
on TV.
I don't think they did the TV broadcast Vin Scully thing.
Had dinner with Michael Kay one night at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, did you now? And what did you guys have? What'd you have?
They had great
steak.
They had great chicken in the media room. It was great.
Old Yankee or new Yankee?
You're like a little kid that just stole some candy.
It was old Yankee.
Old Yankee Stadium to me was gross. It was a nasty building.
I thought they did a nice job keeping it as clean as possible.
Yeah. I'll give you that. It just felt like. You were in like some old.
Well, they were trying to keep it up, and so you know it's one of those old buildings, like an old school.
The old
an old school that was scrubbed up like crazy, but you knew it was still an old school. It was the same thing at Yankee Stadium.
You know what it reminded me of for years? You know, probably back when my dad played high school basketball, that the gyms used to be in the auditorium, and that the stage was a stage kind of up front for plays and concerts and stuff like that. And then the back of it was a gym floor. There were plenty of high schools around the country that were built that way, where the auditorium sat, and then you would watch a basketball game that way.
And there was nothing on the other side of it.
Yeah, there was nothing. Yeah, no. And then there was hardly any. There was never enough room.
There was seating on one side,
like
of the
court, out of bounds. Yeah,
because the other side was a wall.
The teams would sit on the wall side for the most part. Yeah. I know of at least 3 gyms that look like that.
Yeah.
It was just that feeling that you had that you just kind of walked into like some really old. I wasn't a fan.
Well, good for John. He'll be back, and we'll hear the Yankees win. I'm sure at least once.
And then it'll be. I'm John Sterling for the John Sterling Yankeeography.
My surprise team in the AFC. How about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
No.
Why do you say no?
I just don't feel
it. I think Doug Peterson's a good coach.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Trevor Lawrence is about due. Either that or he's not ever going to pop.
I just don't think he's as good as people make him out to be.
Well, I think we're going to find out this year one way or the other.
Fair enough.
They brought in Gabe Davis to help him out. They drafted Brian Johnson from LSU. Christian Kirk was really good until he got hurt last year with them. And Travis Etienne. He's a terrific running back. I think they have an opportunity to do some things. I'm a big Doug Peterson fan. So I think Jacksonville might be a team that we're not really thinking of in the AFC right now that might step up and do some things?
He needs to not fumble as often as he does. That's the number one Trevor Lawrence thing. It's like, can you please hold on to the ball and not just fumble like twice a game like you were doing for a little bit?
Well, they paid him. That's for sure. So good for him. Good for them. I would bet that they have a pretty good year. And see, that's the thing that the Browns have to deal with here, Andy. You know, look in the East real quick, okay? Bills, playoff team? Would you think that team has a chance for the playoffs? Just say yes, yes, yes as I go down this list. Bills?
Yes.
Dolphins?
Yes.
Jets?
If he's healthy,
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots? I'd say no. In the West, Chiefs? Sure. Raiders? Maybe.
Maybe.
Broncos? No. I'd say no.
No.
Chargers? Maybe. Our division? Yeah. Every team. I'd say yes, even the Steelers. And I think never count the Pittsburgh Steelers out. And then in the South, Texans? Yes. Jags? I think they're a yes. Colts? I think yes. So you've
I think
got
they're a, right there. They're like the last team.
You've
again.
Got a lot of teams. And I didn't name the Titans. I don't think they're a playoff team this year. They screwed up by firing Mike Vrabel.
That's why?
No, but I think it was a bad move.
Well, their offensive line will be good no matter what. Doesn't matter what name anyone on their
that's
offensive
what we
line.
Hear.
That'll be a fantasy football offense because their defense is going to be ugly.
Yeah, they're going to be throwing like crazy. So I think the Browns have a lot to deal with in the AFC this year because I think legit there are probably 10 teams that have a chance to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Ken Dorsey is the man that's going to be running this offense. Hmm. And we found out today for sure he's going to be down on the field. Alex Van Pelt was as well, so he'll be in the quarterback's ear the entire time. That's okay. I have no issues with that. It's interesting to me that you change offensive coordinators and Kevin continues to call the plays. I don't mind that. I think Kevin Stefanski's done a nice job calling plays here. But I think that Dorsey on the field, Dorsey's offense, I am anxious to see what a Dorsey offense looks like. Or does it look like a Stefanski offense with somebody else talking to the quarterback?
Oh, that's going to be the million-dollar question.
Yep.
Does the Tiger change its stripes? We're going to find out pretty early when it comes to Kevin Stefanski, but we can definitely say that Ken Dorsey was asked how good Deshaun Watson is. He ready to get cooking?
He's a competitor. He wants to be out there with his guys, and he's looked like himself out of practice from what I've seen on tape from him in the past. You know, so I think he just continues to progress and continues to get back in that rhythm a little bit, and I'm excited to see him out there and excited to watch him kind of fly around and be himself.
And I'm excited to make him play better because otherwise we're all in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking around at the other coaches and we all are like, hello, hi, what's your name? We've all just come in the last 2-3 years.
And you're going to help Deshaun get better how? And your role in this will be what? Okay, good. Because we're all bought in.
Yes.
Well, and
you
they
don't
are.
Have a choice.
And they're definitely selling it as
you
well.
You don't
he's going to make some exceptional plays for us that no one else in this league can make. And he's going to be able to do that for us, balancing that with, hey, you know, there's a time to throw it away and move on to the next down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. See ya.
Let's hope so. That's his biggest challenge. Isn't it? Yeah. That's his biggest challenge.
Yep, that's a key.
Is to say, okay, I've seen enough. Got to go. I got to throw this out of bounds. I love the way he extends plays. Like, there are times that he just, there'll be two guys that look like they've got him, and then all of a sudden he just kind of sneaks out like a, I don't even know, he just kind of sneaks out. And so when he makes that play, it's fun to watch, especially when he can connect. But it's when he gets sacked that you're like, why didn't you just throw the ball in the 20th row?
Well, we've asked everybody about it. Coach has been asked about it. Ken Dorsey also asked, what's going on at left tackle?
We're taking that thing day by day and kind of seeing where things shake out as we go throughout the week. But these guys have been working their tail off. We're, I think, in a good spot in terms of whoever's out there playing for us. And, you know, we just got to go out and do everything we can to make sure we're putting our guys in hopefully the best situations possible, whoever's up front.
He sounds a lot like Kevin Stefanski, doesn't he?
No, he sounded like... give me a second. I'm hearing the...
Do you want me to play another clip?
Yeah, play another clip. Okay. I hear another voice.
All right, this is him, how he feels on Jack Conklin being able to handle left tackle.
Well, at the end of the day, I think Jack's been, you know, in this league for a while. He's a pro, a great vet who's got great experience. So, and as we continue to go and evaluate, we'll look at all the different scenarios to make sure, you know, guys are comfortable and feel confident when they go out there.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, I heard Pat Shurmur. That's what I heard. I had to think about it for a second. There's that bite where Pat said, we're going to go out there and fight our fannies off. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. Two sound bites ago.
Okay.
I kind of heard some of that.
I hear Stefanski.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Kevin, too. It's weird. Like, when they actually do say something, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Neither one of these guys is like, I think you're good for one, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. You're good for that one every five press conferences, right?
Maybe. Yeah, that might be true.
Here's Ken Dorsey on what we started off this with. Hey, he's going to be coaching from the field. What do you think of that?
Just getting the juice and the energy down the field and having that feel down there. It's like you feel part of the game. You know what I mean? It's like that's been a lot of fun for me to be down there. And I think it's important for me to be down there to be with Deshaun, be with the quarterbacks. And it's a good way for me to help in terms of that line of communication.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm sure he's going to do a great job. If you're the offensive coordinator and you're not calling plays, I kind of think you should be upstairs because you get a much bigger picture of what your wide receivers are able to run. You can see everything that's going on way better than you can on the field. So what he described to me was a quarterback coach. Like, I could see the quarterback coach being on the sidelines talking about that, and I don't blame him. I mean, let's face it, he was a quarterback, right? So I understand that maybe wanting to be on the field, but, you know, who's helping Kevin with the eyes in the sky and being able to see routes that you just can't see on the sidelines? You have no idea how much we take for granted by watching these games on TV and watching patterns open up and things happen live where you're like, oh, why didn't he find that? Why didn't he make that pass? That guy was wide open. Well, from where he's standing, it's probably not the same. So that's why if you're going to call the plays as a head coach on the field, I would think you'd want your coordinator in the booth, but whatever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.